A global leak of nearly 12 million documents classified as the Pandora Papers has unlocked the financial secrets of criminals, billionaires and politicians. As the third and largest leak of financial documents related to offshore service providers in the past several years, the Pandora Papers will see the biggest investigation undertaken by journalists so far. More than 330 politicians and high-level public officials in more than 90 countries and territories, including 35 current and former country leaders, have already been identified in the papers. Sophie Bennett has this report.
Those named in the Pandora Papers so far include the King of Jordan, the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, the Presidents of Ecuador and Kenya, and the former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair. Ralph Christopher Beyer, Professor of Economics at the University of Adelaide, explains the reasoning behind people using tax havens.
Why would anyone want to go to a place like that and put their money or their assets there? There are typically three reasons for that, and it all has to do with reason one, which is secrecy. That is then often used clearly to hide the money from tax authorities. So then it's to save taxes. And it can also be used to protect funds or assets.
However, he explains how this leak reveals broader narratives of corruption rather than solely tax evasion.
You might be in a country where you are, you have a corrupt government and you have a company or whatever, so they might steal that money from me. Extort it, right? And then you go tax haven, put it away there. It can even go that far that some of those countries have laws where whenever someone tries to get at you, they are not allowed then to reveal the funds or release the funds, which is a bit like you have a key to a safe, and as soon as someone a government or whatever gets after you, you lose that key and you say, oh, I can't get this money.
Despite the media focus so far centering on the significant public figures who are potentially evading millions of dollars in taxes, he argues that proceeds from organized crime are of even greater concern.
So one thing we don't hear a lot about is probably that some organized crime is hiding their money there, because that might not be as big, you don't know these people, and so on. And that would be a good thing if we could find a way to prevent that avenue of sheltering proceeds from crime. So it's very nice if now most jurisdictions have some kind of a expropriation laws for proceeds of crime. But if you, before getting caught, you can hide your stuff somewhere in a tax haven, then it's not that great.
For Australians, some of the biggest concerns surrounding these leaks are to do with the ownership of real estate.
Some Australian politicians are very concerned about foreign entities owning real estate in Australia. And if you do it through an offshore company, we actually don't know who really owns this, and that will be in there. There will be some in there, because there will be lots of people owning a lot of real estate in Australia through these offshore companies, where we only know who the director is, but not who actually owns it.
Professor Beyer says this leak will likely result in increasing international pressure to change secrecy laws.
In the long term, what I think will happen, will just be a continuation of what happened after the initial Panama Papers, that there will be more and more pressure from the international community on these tax havens to change their laws, to lift some of their secrecy laws and so on. Has already happened to a certain degree to make this harder.
Ralph Christopher Beyer, Professor of Economics at the University of Adelaide, ending that report from Sophie Bennett.